From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you in hundreds of cities is true. That's right. Armed American Radio is being heard right now, WGSO, New Orleans, Louisiana. How you doing, New Orleans, Louisiana? 990 AM. Great to be here with you, WGSO. Pleasure to be here. Lexington, Fayette, Kentucky. Richmond, Kentucky, actually. Boy, that's awesome. Lexington area. Love you guys, 1340 AM. Jackson, Mississippi. Loving Jackson, Mississippi. 1330. Milton, Florida. Mississippi, 1240 AM. WPBQ, WEBY in Florida. Great to have you guys with us all over the country. It's just fantastic. Tallahassee, you're on. Great to be here with you. Believe me, I'd rather be doing nothing than this right now. I've got another hour, dynamite hour, lined up for you. John Lott will be here in just a second. Going to go to him momentarily. I'm going to read something that I opened up the first hour with. I want John to hear, and I want to get his perspective on it. I'm going to stay with the theme throughout the day. WTKK, by the way, Raleigh, how you doing, huh? And I'm going to ask each one of my guests about this. This is important stuff. Those of you who are inquiring where AWR Hawkins is today, he is flying to an NSSF event, doing some work with Breitbart News, the National Rifle Association, the NRA, and others regarding suppressors, sound suppressors. More information on him, on that from him when he returns. But I had a nice chat with him today. Looking forward to getting that information from him when he rejoins the program. All right. Let's start with this. This was a letter to the editor, Sun Sentinel, Florida, May 18th. Take a listen to this. It saddens me to see the amount of gun violence in this country, and it is even worse to see there is nothing being done to stop it. Wow, that took me right there when I saw nothing being done to stop it. Good heavens. Obviously, an emotional response from someone who isn't thinking, but rather feeling. Take a listen to the rest, and I want you to pay careful attention to it. After every shooting, we discuss the horrific event and we mourn the victims. But when will anything change? After every shooting? So this person hears about every shooting? Discussion about gun violence in the Second Amendment is great, but when will we take initiative? Seeing news about the shootings and or acts of gun violence should never be something to which we become accustomed. These events will keep happening if the Second Amendment is not questioned. I would rather see more regulation in the Second Amendment than feel unsafe everywhere I go. The Bill of Rights was written over 200 years ago, and maybe the Second Amendment was more applicable during that time. Currently, I feel that it's depriving me of my safety rather than giving me the ability to protect myself. Now, I want you to take a listen to the opening from a piece titled, this is from the Corvallis Advocate, titled Oregon's Three New Gun Control Bills. Three bills relating to gun control are currently being reviewed by Oregon legislature. The measures were created to improve background checks for gun buyers. Remember, we're not talking about criminals here. We're talking about you, law-abiding people. You know what improve means, don't you, right? This is hijacked language. Improves means make it harder for you to purchase a gun as a law-abiding citizen. It does nothing to stop a criminal who the emotional response was in Sun Sentinel in Florida, you see? Keep that one in mind when you hear the rest of this. The measures were created to improve background checks for gun buyers, increase requirements for people looking to carry concealed weapons, fix crucial loopholes to protect partners from domestic violence, and ensure that guns are taken out of the hands of those who are at risk of harming themselves or others. That means confiscate. Improve means infringe. Loopholes, we all know what loopholes are, right? Non-existent. They create a problem so they can fix a problem. That's what they mean with loophole, so they can fix it. Let's go to John Lott, New York Times best-selling author, columnist over at Fox News, author of More Guns, Less Crime in its third edition and too many other books to count. John, thanks for being here today. When you hear these types of letters from people and see what you have from the opening sentences in that piece in Corvallis, Oregon, about gun control bills, What do you think of the wording of that?
Well, I agree that something should be done. The question is, what should be done? I think the author, unfortunately, is going to be advocating programs that are going to make it worse. I mean, one of the things that we've had happen is people think we can make everybody safer just by banning guns in certain areas. But unfortunately, what those types of regulations do is it makes it easier for the killer to go and do their killings, not easier or protecting the law-abiding good citizens that are there. When you ban guns, law-abiding citizens obey those types of bans, and it makes it so that these killers don't have to worry about somebody quickly being on the scene there in order to protect others. Now, sometimes you maybe have a police officer or some type of uniformed guard that might be present, but those individuals are faced with an extremely difficult job in trying to stop these types of mass public shootings, and that is having somebody in uniform like that is equivalent to putting somebody out there with a neon sign that says, shoot me first. The killers in these situations have real strategic advantages in determining the time and the place of the attack, and it's simply impossible for them to be on perfect guard all the time. You know, there was a few years ago now, Ron Noble, who for I guess about 15 years or so was the Secretary General for Interpol, kind of their worldwide organization, but they're probably more likely to be known as the Europe's version of the FBI, talked about how his views had changed over time. When he first became Secretary General of Interpol, his belief was, well, you just go and create these gun-free zones that will make people safe. But what he realized over time is that it was, when you're talking about soft targets, it was essentially impossible to be able to stop bad guys from figuring out some way of being able to go and get guns in a movie theater or a mall or some other type of facility that they want to go and try to attack. These individuals spend 6 months or a year or longer going and planning these attacks, and just because you put metal detectors out at the entrance to a mall or a movie theater isn't going to stop them from figuring out some way of getting weapons in, even if they have to shoot their way in order to be there. And so what he said was all he thought that those types of regulations had done was just disarm the victims and make it easier for the killers to go and do their damage, and that he had come to the belief that those types of bans didn't work and we really ought to consider getting rid of the gun-free zones. I mean, that's somebody who is Secretary General of Interpol, which is based in Europe, saying that. It tells you that at least people who have been thinking about these things and thinking about them hard and long may have realized that the initial policies that they had were mistaken. So I understand this letter writer and what they'd like to try to accomplish, but unfortunately, the types of restrictions that they have, that they'd want to have, are more likely, it's not just the ban on guns, but other types of things too, are more likely to disarm the law-abiding good citizens, not the criminals.
You know, it's the emotional response, and it's understandable from some people that the person is no longer able to think about what's happening here because they've let their emotions get the best of them in a situation like this. They're not critically thinking about what it is they're writing. It's patently absurd to talk about the Second Amendment 200 years ago. We go through the entire Bill of Rights, and as Alan Gottlieb pointed out in the first hour, that we could go, the whole Constitution was over 200 years old, and the whole thing is outdated, and I read some various parts of the Bill of Rights in the previous hour, so that's an emotional case. Yet, I understand how someone who really isn't up on this, or their head isn't the game might feel that way, or isn't in the game might feel that way, when they're not up on the news, or they just, oh my gosh, we've got to stop this. Now, this person referred to every shooting. Of course, really, I would doubt very seriously that the young lady who wrote that letter thinks about or has heard about all of the shootings in Chicago or every shooting in Baltimore or any place else where law-abiding people are restricted. Now, before we go to my next question, I want to tell you what Governor Kate Brown said at the very bottom of this piece in Oregon. Governor Kate Brown believes that however risky, this is a sitting governor. Governor Kate Brown believes that however risky these bills could be to our constitutional rights, They are necessary in the current epidemic of violence to prevent events like school shootings, domestic violence, and suicide. Now, what that sitting governor, Kate Brown, is talking about, Portland, you're listening right now, Salem, Eugene, you're listening, is literally confiscation, approval of confiscating firearms from people the state decides shouldn't have them, fixing things to keep you from getting your guns, creating loopholes. It's patently absurd. When we come back, Dr. John Lott has a piece in Portland, Maine, the Press Herald, I want to go over with you, that addresses this very issue. Back with John Lott right after this.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Hey, Corning, New York, WENI AM 1450. Great to be with you. Oh, lots of fun. 1230, Elmira, New York, WENY. Great to be with you. Bloomington, Illinois, WRPW FM 92.9. Great to be with you and many, many others around the country. Hundreds of cities tuned in. Peace of mind. What is it worth to you? USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com for peace of mind. You walk outside of your home with a firearm. Peace of mind is what you require. The self-defense shield from the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, the nation's number one self-defense insurance product. Nothing comes close. Nothing comes close. Mark my word. I've had this insurance for quite some time. Since its inception, I have the Platinum Plan. $1.125 million in protection. Peace of mind is what this protection provides you when you step out of your home. God forbid, in the very unlikely event that you have to use a firearm, you do not want your life destroyed. You do not want to become financially ruined simply for defending your life and at the hands of a possible overzealous prosecutor trying to make an example out of you. And an attorney provided by the United States Concealed Carry Association who will get you off the hook. That's absolutely correct. We'll send you home where you belong for lawfully defending yourself. Not on the hook of some prosecutor who wants to make an example of you. Peace of mind. When you have to lawfully defend your life, you want this protection. Believe me, those same attorneys will take everything you have to get you home. Let the USCCA Self-Defense Shield pay them to do that for you, okay? Peace of mind. It's right there at USCCAOnAir.com. There's something for every budget from $13 a month up to $30 a month. Coverages up to $1.125 million. Go check it out. If you have questions, mark at armedamericanradio.org. If you've purchased the insurance because you heard it on this program, send me an email, mark at armedamericanradio.org, and let me know. There's method to my madness. I am going to be bringing a number of you to the radio program in subsequent shows. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Let me know that you have the product, that you got it because you were listening to Armed American Radio, and we're going to work with you in the future. Some of the best of those I will be bringing on Armed American Radio. Believe me, you guys are testimony unto yourself. Peace of mind, USCCAOnAir.com. Okay, let's go back to Dr. John Lott. Dr. Lott, in the Portland Press Herald, Maine, gun-free campuses are magnets for murders. In the same vein of the gun-free zones that we were talking about, you start with this. Would you post a sign announcing that your home is a gun-free zone? Would you feel safer? Criminals don't obey these signs. In fact, these signs actually attract criminals. To criminals, places where their victims are disarmed look like easy targets, and then you go on from there. That just seems so logical. I don't know lefties that would put that sign up in front of their house that hate firearms. It would seem patently absurd to them. Yet they have no problem telling us that campuses should remain gun-free zones, even though they aren't, because criminals don't pay attention to the gun-free zone signs. What am I missing here, or am I?
I don't think you're missing anything, Mark. It's hard to understand what's going on in people's minds right here. They see something bad with guns. They think that if they merely get rid of guns, bad things won't happen. But at the same time, they realize that criminals are deterred. I mean, even somebody like Michael Bloomberg has armed bodyguards. You've had people like Rosie O'Donnell had armed bodyguards. These individuals understand the benefits from having guns in terms of protecting themselves, and that's fine. I'm glad that they recognize the benefits. The thing is, the people who actually need the protection the most, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, for example, or people who are relatively weaker physically, they're the ones that these laws that get passed tend to disarm. There's not too many people that can go and have armed bodyguards in New York City. Michael Bloomberg is an exception, obviously, for being able to get that type of protection. And he's able to go and hire retired police officers, or in fact, coaxed some police officers into retiring early so that they can go and protect him. So, again, that's fine. But the question becomes, when you go and have these other restrictions, who are they disarming? Who are they preventing from being able to go and protect themselves? And it tends to be the individuals who are, in fact, much more likely at risk for something bad to happen than somebody like a Michael Bloomberg or a Rosie O'Donnell or, you know, Mayor Daley, former mayor for Chicago, or others that also that see these benefits.
You know, Bloomberg, let's go to Bloomberg for just a minute. I'm glad you brought him up. This is another subject that I wanted to talk about you with, because you do the research that refutes some of the stuff we hear from the Bloomberg camp. Now, Bloomberg can do what he does because he has unlimited funds, literally. He's worth over $40-plus billion. He can't spend that money in his lifetime, and he is spending tens of millions of dollars to fund organizations who are coming after our gun rights. Well, they're also putting out, and he's also funding studies, in essence, to try to refute you, which is very difficult, if not impossible, to do. But your organization, the Crime Prevention Research Center, is the organization that does the work that refutes this stuff, that does these studies. Tell us a little bit about the organization and what kind of counterweight we need to Michael Bloomberg and why he's doing what he's doing.
Right. Well, Bloomberg obviously spends about $50 million a year on every town for gun safety. It's my understanding in a deposition, the people at the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins said that he had given something like well over $100 million to the Gun Violence Center that they have there to go and do research. Plus, he's funded lots of other things, and you know, people like George Soros out there and others. The Crime Prevention Research Center, our budget, about $250,000. So, I mean, you can kind of compare, obviously, the size that we have. But, you know, we, even with a tiny budget, we've been able to go and produce research. Now, whether it's going to be things like the upcoming reciprocity debate over concealed carry or the Peruta case that's going to be going to the Supreme Court, Bloomberg and others are churning out lots of research. And somebody has to be there to go and evaluate and point out the problems. I mean, you have other people who are concerned about individuals' ability to go and defend themselves, and they do important work in many different ways. We're basically the only organization that goes and deals with the statistics, that goes and deals with factual studies on these things that others who care about accuracy and who care about the truth on what goes and saves lives or costs lives can go and turn to. So we put out, people can go to our website at crimeresearch.org and they can get on our email list. There's a little tab at the top there for people to sign up if they want to, and they can see the research and reports that we put out that you and I talk about sometimes when I'm on the air. But, you know, obviously, if we had more money, we could go and deal with a lot of other types of studies that Bloomberg comes out with. But, you know,
John, let me stop you there for just a second. John, I'm going to ask you, can I hold you over during the break real quick so that we can finish? I've got Jerry Henry from Georgia Kerry coming up. But can I take 5 minutes of your time after the break so we can finish this discussion, please?
Sure.
Excellent. Very good. We'll be back with Dr. John Lott. CrimeResearch.org. Donate. Top right corner. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Terry Ken, Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you, always a pleasure. John Lott was kind enough to stay over with me. I'm going to roll him over for just a couple of minutes before going to Jerry Henry from GeorgiaCarry.org. A number of things I want to talk with him about, in particular an Atlanta Journal-Constitution. What a dope liberal rag that is. Wait till you hear what they printed, and I have a very difficult time believing it. So we're going to try to refute it. Maybe not today, but we're going to look into it. You'll be shocked when you hear it. But Jerry's going to be staying with us for the remainder of the hour. John, thanks for rolling over. I do appreciate it. I think this is important enough that I wanted listeners to hear this, because you mentioned two very large sums of money, $25 million and over $100 million or $50 million or whatever the numbers are. It's an awful lot of zeros. These people aren't going away, and Bloomberg is going to see to it that they are in existence forever. It's that simple. I mean, we have to accept that fact. That's not going to change. And there's no one else out there. I know on all of the shows you go on, be it on news programs and many, many radio shows around the country with the biggest talkers in the nation, and I know they say the same thing, but I got to do it here on Armed American Radio as well, and that is you're the only one out there that has the ability to do these things, and it is absolutely critical that people understand that they have to go. I mean, you literally have to go to crimeresearch.org and support John and this research. No one else is doing this. John, am I wrong? Is there anyone else doing this besides you that you know of?
No, I mean, you're right. I wish there were more out there, but look, a lot of the gun groups, from the NRA to the Second Amendment Foundation to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. They do valuable work, but one, they don't have the skills, but two, the reason why they don't invest in getting that, you know, statistical skills, is because they know that the media would completely ignore any research or studies that we do. We can't get money from anybody involved in the gun industry. We can't take money from people in the NRA or the Second Amendment Foundation or other organizations that have a dog in this fight. We're a group of researchers, people who, as myself, have had positions at many universities, or our board of academic advisors have prestigious appointments at places from Harvard to the Wharton Business School to the University of Chicago, University of Michigan, other places, who specialize in doing this type of research. And when Bloomberg or others come out with claims, we at least know where the numbers are. Now, you know, we could have more than 1.5 research assistants and things like that. I mean, the number of people in our organization would fill one room maybe in, you know, Bloomberg's place there. I mean, I don't even know how places spend $50 million a year on every town, let alone, you know, $100-plus million just to fund research at one at Johns Hopkins just on that. Let alone all the other places, who knows how much money they spend at those places. But, you know, I think even if we had a budget of, you know, $500,000 or $1 million a year or something like that, we could make a big difference in terms of this debate. But even, you know, $250,000, any amount that we have would allow us to go and do a little bit more research, put out some new information, or respond to other claims that are just false and misleading there. To me, the amazing thing is, like, every single study that Bloomberg's put out has huge factual errors. So we just put out an op-ed this last week in the Hill newspaper. People can go to our website at crimeresearch.org to see it, where we go through claims that the New York Times and U.S. and the Wall Street Journal and others have made using the Violence Policy Center reports. I mean, it's outrageous how they count the number of cases where they say permit holders have killed people. You take Michigan. They count a news story. Often the news stories, if you use a gun defensively, even justifiably, there'll be a news story. You get arrested. They're going to arrest you unless they're completely certain about what happened. And then let's say it takes 3 calendar years before the case goes to trial, where you're eventually found not guilty. Well, the Violence Policy Center counts that as 4 cases then where a permit holder killed somebody. One legitimate self-defense case can turn into 4 bad cases in the numbers that the Violence Policy Center puts out. But, you know, we're the only group that had taken the time to go through that. And here you have something every couple months. The New York Times has a story that puts out those numbers. The Wall Street Journal just had an op-ed piece that used those numbers just within the last month. There was letters to the editor, though, that kind of cited our numbers in response to it. But otherwise, there wouldn't have been anybody there to provide information on the other side.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm looking at the Hill piece right now. And it is just astonishing. Time after time, as Dr. Lott reports in this piece in The Hill, time after time, the New York Times and other publications have repeated the same false claim that concealed handgun permit holders are dangerous. And you know, John, it's interesting because I have done it for years on this program, pointed out their own words where they'll put out in their mailings. When you go to the Trace or the whatever, you know, fake news he's paying for now, I think it's the Trace, but you go to his organization or Everytown and sign up for these emails, countless times you hear keeping guns out of the hands of dangerous people in something they're discussing about national reciprocity, which means concealed carry permit holders who have jumped through hoops to get their permits, and these are the people they're referring to as dangerous people. I have pointed this out for years and years and years, and you bring the meat behind it with the numbers and the statistics that refute these garbage surveys or whatever it is they're doing, this faux research, if you will. And it's the Crime Research Prevention or Crime Prevention Research Center, the CPRC, crimeresearch.org, that's doing the work. John, I'm on the donate page right now, and I'm going to donate before this segment is over. I'm going to do it during the break. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you do the same thing. crimeresearch.org. $5, $10. Please help out here. It is incumbent upon us to make this happen. We've got a guy out there with thousands of millions of dollars. Hear me. Thousands of millions of dollars, and he's giving it away, freewheeling, just giving it away for these people to come up with these surveys that you just heard John talk about. John, we have to have your information, and it's incumbent upon all of us. I take responsibility for it myself. We all must keep this thing going so that we have the actual numbers and figures. John Lott, thank you, sir, for everything that you're doing at CPRC, okay? We appreciate it very much, and we'll continue to push for this on every episode of Armed American Radio. You can hear the spots running in between the breaks as well. Please, please follow through, crimeresearch.org. Thanks for all the work you do, John. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Mark.
You got it. John Lott, New York Times bestselling author. My gosh, he is an absolute treasure. We have to have this information. I cannot stress it enough. My gosh, this is not the time to lay down. And by the way, John just laid out, without even realizing it, the case for you to visit USCCAOnAir.com, by the way. I don't know if you were paying attention to that, but years down the road, if you get arrested, you don't think that drains you? My gosh, come on, use your head here. Please, visit these sites. Take advantage of what's available to you. Don't be that person that you just heard John Lott describing that spent 3 years. And then what happens? The Violence Policy Center goes ahead and uses you against you. And it didn't have to be that way. All right? It didn't have to be that way. Gosh, it's just enough to drive you crazy. All right, I'm going to introduce my next guest now and then tell him I'm going to have to carry him over to the break. But Jerry Henry, GeorgiaCarry.org executive director, great friend of mine, means great friend of yours. How you doing, Jerry? Thanks for holding on. I do appreciate it.
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
That's important information, Jerry. You know it. You know it is.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
It doesn't. I just don't know. You know, I feel like pounding the table sometimes to get this stuff through people's heads. Good, well-intentioned people that just don't understand the situation we're in. Oh, but Trump won, you know. Gosh, yeah, he did. But now we have to move forward. Believe me, the enemies of freedom are coming after us with millions of dollars, Jerry.
Oh, I know they are. But they're coming after us. One guy's coming after us with billions of dollars. But there's millions of us that are ready to stand up and fight back. We don't have the funds, but we have the people that can stand up and take our rights, keep our rights, and keep them going.
Yeah, we have to have that voice in the media. John Lott is where all of us get our information inevitably. The numbers that you use and the numbers that we quote and the numbers that I quote and the numbers when I do research, it all comes from him. I go back to him at some point every single day of the week. I go back to him for a living. I have to, among many others. But John is at the tip of the spear here. And, you know, Bloomberg is not going to ever be able to buy our freedoms. We know that. He's found it out. Stinging defeats across the land. But the media attention that they get is why we have to have this information out there to refute it. If we don't, he runs away exactly with saying whatever he wants with impunity.
Yeah, so, I agree with that. And
all right. Hey,
you know, he's also in the media. He controls a lot of the media with his money.
Jerry, we're on break. We'll have to talk to you in a bit. We'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American.
And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
It's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Hey, before I get cracking, let me notify you of a little mistake. You actually got a little bit more of me than you bargained for in the last break. We had a little bit of a computer hiccup. Now, let my affiliates know that. I apologize for that, but the playlist that kicks our breaks in didn't go, and I went a little bit long, and that's okay. That's not a big deal. It happens from time to time. So I just wanted to let you know that's what happened. So, Jerry, Henry, Executive Director, GeorgiaCarry.org, welcome back. The listeners got a little bit more of us than they bargained for. Hey, that's a pretty good thing.
Well, that makes it easier on me because I have a little bit less to have to say tonight.
Well, we have a lot to – you always have something to say. Let's go to my favorite liberal rag, and it is. And I'll tell you a quick funny story about the liberal rag. You know, I live in the Atlanta metropolitan area.
Right.
And from time to time, I have kids come by, you know, they come through the neighborhood, even though there's no soliciting signs. And, you know, that's a great point. No soliciting. Boy, those are effective signs, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, any sign works. Didn't you know that?
Of course. The only, of course. Hold on. No food or drink in the studio. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Take a sip of that cold water. Good. All right. That in violation of the sign on the studio door, I might add.
Right.
But, yeah, they
right.
walk right past that sign. They come to the door. Hi, how you doing? My name is so-and-so. I know I'm interrupting your dinner, or I know I just woke you up on the couch, but I'm trying to earn money for college, and I know I went past the no soliciting sign, and I know you hate people knocking on your door, and you don't know who I am, but would you be interested in helping me get to college by purchasing an Atlanta Journal-Constitution subscription to the newspaper? And my response is, get off my front porch and go tell your employer to quit coming to my house. I'm sorry, I don't mean to rag on you. It's not your fault. I wouldn't buy that liberal rag for anything in the world. And if you don't believe I've ever said that to those guys, ask my kids. Oh, no, Mommy.
Yeah.
Here comes another one of those newspaper things. This is the worst paper in the world. It's one of,
that is,
of the few. All right. They're at it again. What did they do this time?
Well, they published a report that said that I think it was 145 people called in favor of campus carry bill and 14,000 something, 800 or so, called in opposition to it. And I don't really believe it, although they claim to have the have done a records request, an open records request, and that's the information they got. But I would point out to you, since you want to say something about the AJC, the same lady who wrote that story, and I use lady because I don't really know her, on August 23rd, 2007, said, and I quote, Georgia Carry is a pro-gun group with a dangerous agenda that would appall most Georgians. Well, guess what? Since that time, we've gone from number 43 most restricted to in the top five. So I'm not sure that I put a lot of faith in what she has to say about us to begin with.
Say that one more time. She claimed what?
She said, and I quote, GeorgiaCarry.org is a pro-gun group with a dangerous agenda that would appall most Georgians. In other words, everybody's going to be scared of us because we have this dangerous agenda.
Well, that's a good thing. When she says that about you, that's are you talking about Maureen Downey? Is that her name?
That's her name. And in fact, I would point out to you that after she wrote that in there, I think we gained about 800 members within the next couple of days.
Funny how that works, isn't it? Isn't it funny how that works? I happen to love that. What they said in this piece, let me backtrack here for just a second for listeners' sake to make this clear. And I'm going to, again, crib note version paraphrase. I don't have the piece in front of me. But what we're talking about, Georgia just passed and Governor Deal just signed campus carry legislation. Meaning the state of Georgia, became, because I'm a member of GeorgiaCarry.org, Georgia became the 10th state in the nation to pass and sign into law campus carry. 21-year-old or whatever, it's 21 in the state of Georgia, with few exceptions, under 18 or under 21, can carry now, effective July 1st, in most buildings on campus. There are a couple carve-outs. We'll work on fixing that in later subsequent sessions. But the governor signed the bill. Now, you may remember we've talked about it briefly. Well, you know, some would say ad nauseum. I'll give you that. We talked a lot about it when Deal's veto of campus carry, the same legislation last year. We fixed it. He signed it. The left hates it. They will never apologize. They will never come back and correct the record when all of their doom and gloom, including Maureen Downey's comments, don't come true. What happened was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Freedom of Information, went and filed to find out from the governor's office how many calls came into the governor's office in opposition to the legislation before he signed it and in favor of the legislation. They claim only 145 calls came in over whatever period it was to 14,000 in opposition. There were a list of about 8 or 9 days in a row where not one call supporting that legislation came into the governor's office. Now, I find that very difficult to believe, Jerry Henry, very difficult to believe. In fact, so much so, I'm going to go back through my phone records because I contacted the governor's office on more than one occasion. I'd love to see if it was one of those days where they claimed it was zero. I'm not buying that, are you?
No, I'm not buying it. And in fact, I get a lot of our members will write either to their representatives or senators or to the governor, and they copy me on it. So I get a few of those emails that go to. I don't get all of them, but I get quite a few of them, and that helps to belay that. I don't believe that at all. I will say that we didn't send out as many emails this year asking our people to contact the governor because the governor said that if they made those changes, they would sign it, that he would sign it, and he did. And if you look at the numbers against it, number one, it's hard for me to believe that only 14,873 called in against it.
Well, let me give the listeners.
The important thing is, where are those people from? Are they from Georgia? Probably not.
I want to give the information out. You and I talked earlier today, and I'm sorry to cut you off. I want to get this in before the clock runs out on us. We talked earlier today about this, and I want to use an analogy here. We see if you read Drudge Report or any other, you know, news organization, particularly Drudge's all over this, MSNBC's numbers are skyrocketing right now. There's a reason for that. That doesn't shock me. It doesn't surprise me. And it doesn't frighten me for the very reason Fox News numbers shot up over the 8-year Obama period. You have more lefty progressives that are pulling their hair out of their head. Their heads are popping like zits because they're just in a panic over Donald Trump. So they're turning to like-minded echo chambers on MSNBC for their quote-unquote news, because all it is a 24-hour marathon of Trump bashing, and that's what they need to feel good. There's nothing shocking about that at all. It doesn't mean Rachel Maddow is all of a sudden some huge, you know, star. It means that she's on in primetime when these folks are watching to hear what she has to say, because it echoes what they say, because they're a bunch of lefty lunatic that just can't believe Donald Trump is president, and they're trying to bring him down. Well, that's why that's not shocking when you see 14th. I would have expected more to call in also to the governor's office. I'm just not buying those on the pro side. I may be wrong. Maybe the AJC numbers are right. I have no idea. But kind of just where we are right now. But yeah, it's the same thing. The people who are going crazy are getting a ton of it. Jerry, we've got 20 seconds. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I agree that the numbers, the pro numbers are extremely low, and I find that hard to believe as well. However, I would like to say one thing. When you talk about us being the 10th state that passed campus carry, we also passed it to where the schools, the public schools, cannot stop.
10 seconds. Oh, there you go. See, I'll leave it at that right there. That's perfect. Jerry Henry, I have to go, brother. Thank you, man.
No problem.
I have to cut you off. We're out of time. That's Jerry Henry, Executive Director, GeorgiaCarry.org. Great friend of mine, great friend of yours. We'll bring you back in the weekday show this week so we can finish some of that conversation. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. George the Mad Ogre Hill, next.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.